Such awesome leaders, bless you, brother, that give up their time to feed us. When Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" "Well, feed my lambs." "Do you love me?" Agape. Good. Bless you. Friday was amazing, bearing witness to the baptisms at TC, making that commitment, the outward proclamation of an inward work. I pray that you all walk wet in your baptism, that everywhere you go, that everyone sees his peculiar treasure. There's something special about that man. What is it? May that be the Spirit of the living God that dwells in you, Emmanuel. So it's good to rest our leaders. Thank you. Can we get a hand for Pastor Adriano and Pastor Sue for all they do? Absolutely amazing. He asked me a few weeks ago to bring the word on this. On this day, and it's my privilege, his honour, and his glory, but my privilege to bring the word. He is risen. Matthew 28, 1 and 7. Early on Sunday morning, as the new day was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to visit the tomb. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled aside the stone and sat on it. His face shone like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. The guards shook with fear when they saw him, and they fell into a dead faint. Then the angel spoke to the woman. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I know you were looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He isn't here. He is risen from the dead, just as he said would happen. Come, see where his body was laying. And now go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead and he is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. Remember what I have told you." Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you, Abba Father, for sending your glorious Son, that he is risen in the middle of every battle that we face here on earth. We serve a risen God, a risen King, a living God. So the question is, why did Jesus have to physically die? Atonement? Propitiation? Big words. But the song that we had in a lead-up to prayer to our meeting stuff was the curse that sin had left on us since the fall. Sorry, I've got my clicker, haven't I? Oh, yeah, sorry. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Some versions say penalty. So if I committed offence, warrant, bench warrant, the judge would bring me in eventually, and I'd front that court. He goes, "Okay, there's a $10,000 bond on your penalty." Adam comes in and goes, "I've got this. I pay his $10,000 in full." Thanks, bro. What can that judge do to me then? Because Adam's paid the price I owed. This is what Jesus does. This is what Jesus does for us, each and every one of us. So right from the beginning of creation, God has made it clear that the penalty of sin is death. God had to hold to his own word that the penalty of sin is death. Therefore, Jesus had to die. Genesis 2:17, except the tree of knowledge, you can eat any of the fruit except the tree of knowledge of good and evil. If you eat its fruit, you will surely die. God cannot lie. Numbers 23:19, God is not a man, so he does not lie. He is not human, so he does not change his mind. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? Has he ever promised and not carried it through? Never. He is faithful, he is true, he is just. What makes Christianity different from every other religion or belief system is that we have a risen king. Our king has conquered the grave. All other belief systems, they are dead. God himself, Jesus is God, died for us. But it's not by works that we can boast. It's by his grace. Because he loves us. It's free. It's a free gift of God. God saved you by his grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so no one can boast about it. Therefore, it is grace. What is God's grace? God's grace is undeserved favor. The free gift of God in the belief of Jesus and his finished work. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. God's divine love is for each and every one of us. It is inclusive. It is not exclusive. That means everyone is seated at the table, is welcome to sit at that table. John 21:24 states that this is the disciple that testifies to these things who wrote them down. We know that his testimony is true. Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written. And that continues today, here on into eternity. And imagine a book that couldn't fit all the miracles that our Lord does. So think about it. What is it? 20 million to 150 million tadpoles that swim up the canal to our mum's egg. Then each and every one of them punch through the wall to impregnate our mum. What are the chances that each and every one of us, by name, are here? We won the lotto straight away. We have won the miracle of life. What more? He calls us by name, as Sister said. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are knitted in our mother's wombs. He calls us his own. These are the stuff we have to internalize. This is the life and life in abundance. I remember wandering around in the darkness, hardened, bitter, cold, frozen, until he intervened and interrupt my journey, as he did with Paul on the road to Emmaus, And he had to get me to a spot where here I am, Lord, send me. And I'm not perfect. I'm far from it. I deserve the pit of hell. I really do. But he calls me his own, and that blows me away. Every day that blows me away. So yes, I'm just a hopeless sinner saved by his grace. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is useless. And your faith is useless. Risen King, living God. You know, we mentioned David and the Battle of Goliath the other week, and we were at a Man Up conference, and the preacher asked us, what would have happened if David didn't beat Goliath? And we went around the room and everyone shared their add-ins, and it hurt me to say this, but my response was, David's faith would have been in vain. And it hurt my tongue for that to roll off my tongue, because I love my King, I love my God. But yeah, hallelujah that David's faith wasn't in vain. Thank you that not a word that comes out of our God's mouth returns to him empty or void, that he's created each and every one of us for his good will and purpose. Unique in all we measure. So I'm sorry, this is probably the shortest sermon that you have, but he is risen. That alone is enough to see you through any battle. You know? Brother? Bless you, bro.
No, thank you.
I'm sorry.
No, you're right. Good. You had the word there, mate.